David made clear already that we will hold the space for the coming Arise Music Festival. And that's a conscious preparation. And it's not doing outer work, it's doing inner work, since we are also inner work, since we are a vibrational ministry. And some observations came to me, like before big events or before the summer high-level involvement in activities, the tension is rising, the tension is rising. A lot is coming to us. And then little things happen, you know. People can get easier irritated. There are little misunderstandings. There is irritation. There is little accidents happen. Now, it will be good to pay attention to that phenomenon to prepare for this coming week of setting up the Rise Festival, where we all are involved in, to prepare that in a good way so that we are in a stable place. As David said, being centered, but also preparing that in some other ways. And I would love to give you some tools for that. What's happening before an event, before it's coming? Not only a lot of work is coming through us, but a whole wave of vibrational energy is coming to us. And an example, I experienced that on a certain moment in the Netherlands. I wake up with big anxiety or with anxiety, and I try to scan where it comes from. And I come to the conclusion, it's not me. And half an hour later, a client calls me in big panic. Yeah? So we all receive these waves of energy that comes to us, especially when a big thing is coming to us, which is positive. Yeah? But it's still energy. We receive it consciously or less consciously. And, you know, I would love to bring it in consciousness so that we can, from our leadership, guide that whole process in a good way. Thousands of people are coming. They have expectations. They have an focus. They come with certain feelings. And all these currents are coming to us. And there's a beautiful team, a big team from Arise Festival preparing. And that team is in full coherence with Sunrise Ranch. But still, that whole field of intensity is coming to us. So rising intensity creates often in us a reactive pattern, which sometimes we don't know where it comes from. And it's really good to start to learn to gauge if it's coming from our inner world or from our smaller environment, or is it coming from a bigger field. And then we can take care of it. It will touch our mental, emotional body in any way, consciously or subconsciously. And so what can we do in that field? The first thing is being conscious. And being conscious that what we experience is happening in our inner landscape. We can easily project it to the outside, oh, it's happening out there, or it's here, or it's him fault, as Gary also mentioned. Yeah, that can be confusing or that, but in fact, at the end, it's happening in our inner mental emotional structure, in our inner landscape. When we are conscious of that, we will be aware of shifts in energy, and we can try to scan where it's coming from. And when there's a moment we feel touched, that our red buttons are touched, we can say, the best thing we can say do on that moment is stop. Stop a moment and be silent. And we can ask inside, what is happening? Where is this coming from? And when we are still and listen, in most cases, an answer comes. And when that answer comes, we can take more focused action in the outer world or in the inner world. Another thing is, in that field of rising intensity, is don't take things personally. And then when we discern in that field, we may be able to say, hey, this is coming from there, scanning the intensity that's coming from us, to us. So when we know that, when we use these tools, we can take leadership. We can take ownership of the field, our inner field, and next to that of the bigger field, because we can hold that bigger field, and we do that in the coming meditation. The power of intent, that's spoken about before in services, the power of intent creates. We can create with intention. Lynn McTaggart, a journalist, did the intention experiment in 2007, I think, guided by a lot of scientists. And it was clear that her clients, through her books, many people, several hundreds of thousands, in the same time they did that meditation, and it had an effect, scientific measurable. There was a peace meditation which has a direct effect of the criminal events in Los Angeles. It went more than 20% or even more down. So intention works. And when we work with intention, also to the coming cycle or in every moment in our life, in fact, you know, we can create space for things to happen in a beautiful vibrational field. It is about conscious vibrational preparation in the coming field of the Rise Festival and all these people that are coming and that we are holding in this valley together. So now I would like to invite you in a short meditation. Are you in for that? Yeah. So, yeah, you can keep your eyes open or close your eyes and just use the physical body as a doorway to the inner landscape. And in your own private inner landscape, being in the center of it, and feel all that is moving in that inner landscape, partly as a reflection of what is happening in the outer world, in the outer landscape, in your world. And then we make a place for the preparation of the coming Arise Music Festival. It's like a place in our inner landscape, a chalice in which we receive that coming event. And we can feel all the people coming. We can feel the preparing team from Arise, a big team. We can feel the agreement we are in, as David mentioned. And we can feel all these people coming to this valley. And feeling how the arms of this valley are receiving all these people and all the events. Feeling how the valley holds all these people in that event, and feeling how we as a community, as one collective body, hold this event through our physical work, but also through our intentional container. Then see yourself holding the event through your personal work and through your personal intention for the event, your personal offering. Several groups are preparing with responsibility. And from there, see how universal intelligence love is holding that space too, because this event is meant to be here. And in that moment, we can listen to what it is that wants to manifest this time. What is coming from the heavens into the earth? What is coming from each our individual heaven into the earth? And from there, we can joyfully bless, receive and bless what is coming. And from there, holding that big event in the chalice within our own inner landscape, we bring back our conscious to the field, the personal field, our own inner landscape, in which this event is one of the things that is happening. But we are always in the center, even in the joyful participation we will do. And coming back and being in our own sacred space where we create intentionally and hold the outer landscape and the coming events, we can come back feeling our physical body and open our eyes when we are ready. So this is a way we can prepare, and a lot of us, I'm sure, are doing that already in this way. Also, not only through the outer work, but also by inner work, consciously set a space. And we have been doing that very well. Is it the fifth year, David?
Sixth year.
Yeah, so it's the 6 year. So I think it's beautiful, even before the coming event, to acknowledge and celebrate what this community has been doing with the RISE community, and that the vibe has been rising. The events are getting more coherent, and beautiful things happened last year. So we can acknowledge, you know, that's good to do that sometimes, and it will empower what we will do in the coming week, because we have been doing a beautiful job together, which is a blessing for many, many people. And it's the message of the rising sun that we give to the world. So let's celebrate that. Thank you all. It's 10 minutes later, but have a beautiful evening.